Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode. Hello, friends of the strong variety. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. This is episode number 72. So this is something that I was thinking about recently, and I knew it would really resonate with some people. So I really hope that if you're listening to this, it's something that you can think about some more when it comes to your workouts, and hopefully it will be like a click for what you need in your workouts in order to take you from where you are to the next level. And I think these thoughts may have been influenced by my prep coach's recent Instagram stories. He's a cool guy. Follow him at the.mexicutioner. I'll add his name into the show details too. But very cool guy. Highly recommend him. Okay, let's get into it. Thinking about your workouts like this can be a game changer. Let's say your goal is to build muscle, whether you want to consider that getting toned, being lean, more shredded, defined, whatever. You're here to build more muscle. So let's say, for example, the exercise that you have in your program right now is dumbbell chest press, 4 sets, 10 reps. Hopefully we all know what hypertrophy is. I've been talking about this for well over a year now, but in simple terms for the newbies here, hypertrophy is the process of tearing muscle fibers in order for them to grow back bigger. That's basically what we do in the gym with our workouts. So you have 4 sets of 10 reps, dumbbell chest press. You have 4 chances to tear your muscle fibers, which is what's necessary for muscle growth. Didn't get that in the first set? Okay, you have 3 more. Didn't get that in 4 sets? Well, now you're just SOL. Better luck next week, or the next, or the next. Really, however long it takes for you to realize this. If you're lollygagging through your reps and sets, you aren't doing what you need to do. It's about getting the response of the muscles to work harder than they have ever worked before to create the desired tear. It does not matter how much weight you use as long as you're getting this necessary response if your goal, again, is to build muscle. And I want to give you a recent example. This was a workout that I had to do a few days ago, and I had the opportunity to do my workout, but I really only had 30 minutes. And I was like, okay, I can get into the gym, I can do this, but I really wanted to hit my quads. And of course, the first thing that I wanted to do is do squats. So I shifted my mindset and I was thinking, how much could I tear my muscle fibers in that amount of time? It's not about how many calories could I burn or how much I could break a sweat or how much weight I moved, but how much could I tear my muscle fibers in that amount of time? So like I said, I really wanted to do squats, but it usually takes me about 15 minutes after I do a proper warm-up to work up into a heavy squat. So this is where I had to pivot. In those 30 minutes, how much can I get into that state of hypertrophy in order to basically have an effective workout? Now, what I did for the exercises are really not important here, but I hope that example helps to put things into a bit more like real life context for you. So when you approach your upcoming gym sessions, think about that goal. Think about why you're going into the gym and what you're expecting to get from that time you're investing. Any workout can be hard and make you feel tired. You can hit RPE 8 or 9 in every single set, but if you aren't using those chances you've been given to tear your muscle fibers, you're missing the point, especially when it comes to building muscle. So go be a badass human, both inside the gym and outside in the real world. Hasta la pasta. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5-taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram at Courtney for Life with an underscore. Until next time.